growing up, I had no idea what I wanted to be until I was about 17, 18. And I took a job in the local hospital as a nursing auxiliary. And that really started me off on my nursing career. And from there, I went into the city, Newcastle and Northumberland, to train as a nurse. And from there, I went to Cardiff to train as a midwife. And from there, I set out on my adventures, eventually ending up in West Middlesex. And I've been in here for 20 years now. And I went off to Cairo to work as the theatre manager. And I worked in a private hospital in Cairo for 3.5 years. And from there, I went on to work in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. And I was there during the Gulf War. And there I was the associate director for the operating theatres and the surgical unit and the midwifery advisor, because at that time I was the only senior nurse in the hospital that had midwifery qualifications. So I was there for 3.5 years, and I left in, I think it was September, just after the Gulf War. And from there, I became the deputy director of nursing at Guy's and Thomas's. And I stayed there. I moved there in 1992, and I was there to 1995. And then I moved to West Middlesex in 1995. And it didn't stop there, because I went off to Cyprus, and I spent 2.5 years commissioning a 500-bedded hospital in Cyprus. And from there, I went off to Oman, and I worked for a year in Oman with the same company, developing women's services. And since then, I've been working as an independent consultant. I've worked in Buckinghamshire. I've worked in the Royal Free. I managed a private hospital. And then I've been working with a company. And for the last 4.5 years, I've been working with many CCGs across the country doing continuing healthcare. So I only really retired in February the 2nd, 2020. I started in September 1995. It wasn't that the main purpose of my job, but they'd had a major restructure and they wanted someone who got experience in developing new hospitals and working in new, you know, in new ways. And I've led several projects in my jobs abroad and other places, developing particularly a critical care and theatres set up, but also involved in other things. So I started with a group. It was, you know, the group that were the team that were to develop the philosophy and the building of the new hospital. I met the team that had already been set up, and I was the nurse lead, and there were three other doctors involved. And we became the clinical team, and we each had a specific area or areas to develop. And I led on the intensive care, coronary care, operating theatres, all the ward areas. And then I advised on the patient aspect of radiology, pathology, outpatients and accident and emergency. And the atria was my one of my little babies as well. We were a team. I mean, you know, it was we worked together with a board. We came up with a concept called graduated care. And that was a process whereby the patients move through the system depending on their criticality and their need. So we built the new hospital around that, with an emphasis on accident and emergency, acute assessment, intensive care, coronary care, and planned care, which was a term that we came up with, and we won an award for it from the Modernisation Agency. It was really hard, you know, really, really hard work for the staff, because they were facing a major change. And that was really, really hard for many of them. And I think if you ask them now how they felt then, they weren't happy, but, you know, they weren't a happy bunch at all. We set up user groups. so that we were the facilitator and the development came from the staff. We facilitate their ideas, we facilitate their thinking, we used osmosis to get them to think in a different way. We, you know, we planted ideas into their heads and we got them to, you know, take it out to their team. So we had a group of heads of departments and then they themselves had their own development groups. And so they fed into the big picture. We gave them the concept, we gave them the ideas, we asked them how they would do it, and then we pulled it all together that went into the final business plan. You know, we wanted a building that we can move walls, so everything was related. So if you wanted to build a bigger intensive care area and another coronary care, you had space to do it. You know, you could move, you could play like Lego with it. And I mean, I've been a patient there now. For the first time, I was a patient there recently. You know, for me, it was like an honour to be in the hospital where, you know, I put the bricks and mortar together. And the staff remembered me sometimes. No, I'm very passionate about it. You know, can't help the passion because I was so happy there. We all were happy. And I think in the end, hopefully, the staff are happy. One of the concepts was we wanted to build a village setting. So that was the concept of the atrium. So it would need to have a feeling that you were walking into a little village and you could have shops there, you could have coffee shops there. Everything was around you. You didn't have to walk too far to go off to anything. And you know, the mural, well, it's sort of covered up now, isn't it? That the mural, the thing in the little atrium, little special grass area. Well, that was the decision between Bouygues, who were the builders, and the trust board. And they wanted to give us something to commemorate their presence. So they wanted to present the cockerel, which is French. So and they were really good fun about this. So they wanted to put a little mouse or something, or a chicken or something. So we said, no, we have a big fox because the fox gets the cockerel. So, you know, that's where that his little bit of history came from. I did an MBA in Henley. I was finishing my MBA when I moved to Westmead. Part of the project was to look at how we could develop the ward sisters. One of the team that I worked with, she was linked very much through Buckinghamshire College because of the student nurse training that we were supporting. So working with Buckinghamshire, and I had a vision because for me, it took me a long time to get a degree and it took me a long time to get a master's degree. And I appreciate it that to be a ward manager, you needed a lot of lateral thinking. You needed a lot more knowledge and education about the bigger picture. So we devised a degree where the staff wouldn't need to be in university. They would go there. A bit like my MBA, I used to go there for 3 days a weekend. And so it was a work-based with either teaching sessions on site or they went to the college for 1 day. And our first cohort that qualified, one nurse got a honours degree. And that was developed and all the ward managers eventually, through a period of 2 or 3 years, they got their degree. They recruited internationally. Yes. So we went off to Manila, and that was when we got our first cohort. And we went after that 3 times. Mm-hmm. But one of the times we went to Singapore and Australia to recruit midwives. Yeah, so we didn't get any midwives at all, but we did recruit 5 or 6 Filipino midwives. They came to work in the maternity unit and then they went on to do their midwifery training. So I had a really, really good team and, you know, I was able to convince the board and convince the treasurer to give money to my budget And so we developed a really good team and I supported them for their master's degree. But the board, you know, the hospital supported the head of midwifery to do her master's. We tried really hard to invest the money that we had. We tried really hard in the, you know, and they were a really good education team and became one of the exec leads on the NHS professionals, you know, in the early days of developing the bank and agency contract. So, you know, the hospital allowed me to get involved with a lot of things that the hospital and the organisation benefited from. Well, the organisation was supporting and giving and allowing a whole range of things. It, you know, it was quite an exciting times because, you know, people were open to things. We were getting a new hospital. There was a little bit of money about and all those people who wanted to do things that were never allowed because it was all a permission society. They were all allowed to think and do. And, you know, I know from my experience of the development, if we hadn't have had engagement, it would never have happened. It would never have happened in the way that it is now. And, you know, they care for each other. And I think that, you know, that to me was why I like working for them and with them, because there was that caring thing. You know, people spoke to each other nicely. They helped when they could. I just want to say this because I think this is important. If you look at the plan of the critical care is next to the theatres. The theatres has 18 beds in recovery. Next to the critical care, we've got the cardiology unit and intensive care, all equipped for ventilation and high dependency patients. And then adjacent to that, just through the door, you've got a 34-bedded ward. Everything is integrated. You know, that is a COVID dream. So I think Westmead has got huge potential. It's got huge potential for becoming a critical care centre. All of this, we worked so hard to get something for the people of the community. And when I pass it, I'm proud of what we did. And I'm proud of the staff that allowed that to happen, really.